Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. I really enjoy the hour we spend with Rich Fitzgerald. You really learn a lot about the region, which is the whole purpose. And he's really tuned into what's going on. And we mentioned, Paul, that Monroeville Mall is up for sale. But that's not the only iconic thing that's commercial real estate related. From the Pittsburgh Business Times, we have Tim Schooley. Tim, good morning.
Good morning to you, Larry. How are you?
Good. You're immersed in these conversations right now. Well, let's start with the Monroeville Mall. It seemed to me like, and how many acres did you say, Paul?
Well, we're talking gigantic. It's 187 acres.
That's a large property. So why is it up for sale? Aren't they doing well?
That's an open question. The company did not respond to me. It's a publicly traded company that's owned it for 20 years, paid more than $230 million for it originally. And timing is an important factor in putting a property like that up for sale because it's highly, well, I mean, the chances of them getting anywhere near that seems like that would be a big lift.
Yeah, there are great challenges, as we know, just the market upswings and downturns in this process. So Monroeville Mall is up for sale. What about Station Square? Because that has had, you know, that used to be the go-to place, but they, as of recent years, especially post-COVID, have really struggled.
Well, yeah, we just posted a few minutes ago that the ownership of Station Square has now had a foreclosure filing against it. That other company called Brookfield Properties, it's a huge company, has major resources, but they have a debt balance of $140 million on it now, and that is would help to explain why they've been losing restaurants of late, I would think, although I'm sure there's other factors.
Tim, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know, what's the footprint of Station Square? What does it encompass? Does it, for example, include the Grand Concourse building?
Yeah, the foreclosure is actually filed against three different ownership entities, but the entirety of the complex is 660,000 square feet. It's 54 acres. It includes Bessemer Court, the Landmarks building, the Freight House shops, and the Commerce Court office component. So it's a big piece of property. It's obviously been a key one here for a long, long time.
Yeah, and with Highmark Stadium and the big interest in soccer, you know, the Riverhounds and the other things, of being right across from the city and the stadiums, that it still has to have an attractive value for someone that can kind of reimagine how to redevelop parts of that. And I know they've tried. In the meantime, then we find Gateway Center downtown is up for sale. Is that correct?
It's not up for sale, but it's actually facing a bondholder. A court in the British Virgin Islands has ruled that to liquidate the asset. So the big question, and that certainly is suggestive of the sale, but the big question is whether that court in the British Islands and the bondholders, or in Israel, actually, will have standing over the foreclosure that's been filed by the major lenders, which are giant banks in New York. So that's what still has to be determined, is the debtor standing in that. But by the decision that was made out of the British Virgin Islands, it's very curious that something like that would happen from there. It's supposed to be liquidated. We'll just have to see if that actually happens.
In a case of a liquidation like this, would that be the responsibility of Hertz Investment Properties, the operators of Gateway Center, to hold what would amount to a liquidation auction, I guess?
They were expected to appoint a trustee to oversee that. So I don't think that Hertz would do it directly. But the process of that would probably be done by a third party.
And we're with Tim Schooley from the Pittsburgh Business Times. Tim, what else is on the radar while we have you that you've been looking into?
It's only Wednesday, Larry, and the LA stores feels like Friday, so I have to restock a little bit. But there's a lot going on, and the fallout from the commercial real estate devaluation is going to make 2025 an interesting year for sure.
And I know they're trying to figure out how to repurpose that commercial real estate that's not being rented, you know, leased in downtown Pittsburgh, otherwise trying to get more people to move in. That said, the biggest development is Esplanade, as you know, on the Ohio River around the corner from Rivers Casino. And now some of the residents on the north side are saying, hey, wait a minute, what do you hear about that?
Yeah, and there's always going to be some residents for any project of that scale who are going to have concerns. I know that there's a new community organization over there that has come together in part to express that kind of thing. But when the project was approved not that long ago, that organization got up and gave its blessing and said, "Yeah, we're in approval of this." So where that kind of dissension can go from here is anybody's guess.
Read all about it, the Pittsburgh Business Times. Tim Schooley, appreciate you coming on this morning. And if I don't get a chance to talk to you, have a great holiday and a happy new year.
To you as well. I appreciate it.
So there you have it, Paul. A lot going on.
Yeah, a lot of developments right now at Station Square. We've had the recent closing now of two restaurants, including the Hard Rock Cafe most recently, Buca di Beppo before that.
You just wanted to say Buca di Beppo.
You're right.
At the Hard Rock. Yeah, I kind of liked that place. It was cool. But
20-some years they've been there.
Well, times are a-changing. There's the one constant in life is change. I don't know if you noticed that. So if you can't handle change, you can't handle the truth.